safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? King, what, honey, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? King, what, honey, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Over here. Welcome to my show. Right. So, what's happening, man? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. So, basically, we had I don't know what's going on. Something in between Skype. Something in between Skype and my internet and something. I'm listening to my countdown, and it's telling me I got 3 minutes left, and all of a sudden, pop, I'm 3 minutes into the show. I don't know. Was it Skype? Was it Blogs? I don't know who fucked up. Could have been me. I highly doubt that. Anyway, man, you know what it is. Welcome back to the Subway. It's crazy. I don't know what just happened. What is that? Anyway. Why the fuck is that so loud? I don't know what's going on. What's going on, man? Yo, we haven't... It's been a crazy technical week for your dog, man. Welcome, everybody, back to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate it. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. And it's probably going to put like 3 minutes of dead air space at the beginning of the freaking episode. That's that shit I don't like. Anyway, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We got tons of music. The homie AJ Young, Young AJ is going to be calling in to the show somewhere around here. He's got a new joint with Trick Daddy, you feel me? And he's on his come up, he's on his grind. So he secured a feature with Trick Daddy, you know what I'm saying, for his new song. We're going to debut it here on K1 Internet Radio, letting people know what's popping with it. Shouts out to him, shouts out to Big Amp over there. Mommy T, them, what's up happening? Of course, a couple things before we get started. And I'm going to go ahead and try and get past all this fast because I don't even know what happened. Because I wasn't even on the air live. My on-air button, my on-air red switch was not on. I refreshed my screen, right, and all of a sudden it was 3 minutes into the show. But the countdown was still telling me 1 minute and counting. I don't even know what happened. I don't know what happened. That's never happened before. Somebody need to get it together over at Blog Talk or Skype or Comcast, who the fuck, one of y'all. That shit went on me. I'm not taking the fall for that. So, ton of new music. We got a lot of people that got ill last week that I still haven't had a chance to play. You feel me? So we're going to get into some of this new music. Guys who just got ill on the show and got added to the Subway. You know what I mean? We got a couple of artists that's in that category that we haven't played, and they got ill last week. So we're going to go ahead and get these guys in here rotating and spinning. Make sure you check out our site, chainlessentertainment.com. I got a new thing I'm doing on the site, too. Check it out. So here's how it's going. Just real quick. I got, you know, if you got ReverbNation.com, I'm a fan of ReverbNation.com. People can say what they want to say about it. And people can swear by, you know, live mixtapes or that. I don't, yeah, you can, whatever. No disrespect, but I'm not into them like that. But ReverbNation.com right now is probably one of the best websites out for indie artists, you know what I'm saying, that you can use and utilize. It's got these really nice looking widgets, and they fucking work perfectly everywhere you put them. You can scale them down or whatever to fit websites. So a lot of the music that's been sent to the show that's on the subway, the songs and the artists that people always ask me about, where can I get that song, where can I download that song, the artists who really support the show heavy and stuff like that, I'm giving them a page on Cable Hunt on Chainless Entertainment. We're going to have two new tabs. There's one going to be for R&B, one's going to be for hip-hop, for the artists. You feel me? So you're going to be able to, if you hear a song a lot on K100 in their radio and you guys really like it a lot, and that artist has a Reverb Nation page, we're going to be able to take their widget and we're going to upload it over to chainlessentertainment.com. You guys are going to be able to say, well, I like that song over there on K100, but I want to hear, you know, the great quality, you know what I'm saying, because Blog Talk Radio quality is pretty much horrific. But we're going to have where you guys can easily access some of the more popular songs, some of the more artists that we always get. What you don't see is people hit me up all the time like, yo, that one joint, you know, that joint by, Beautiful, yo, or, you know, that one joint by that one chick, yo, she be blowing you. Where's that song? Okay, we're gonna stop all that. Right? How we're going to go about it now is we're going to go ahead and have one location. So you ain't got to ask me. You can just visit chainlessentertainment.com. If people ask me about a song or artist enough times, I'm going to put their widget onto that site. I'm going to be like, yo, it's on chainlessentertainment.com. Go check it out. You know what I mean? And that'll be able to get them directly in contact with the artist if they have ReverbNation.com. You know what I mean? So if they're using ReverbNation.com, if they haven't blown up yet, they should be, I feel. But then again, that's my opinion. And it's also my fucking site. So FYI, we're working on that right now as we speak. That's what we're doing before we log on to the show. I don't know if that had anything to do with this delay, but it shouldn't. That's bullshit. No one can tell me that. I don't know what the hell happened. Anyway, we got a couple of joints we're going to go ahead and spin. We're going to go ahead and get into it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can stream us live. I was on FM Digital Live. Shouts out to the people over at FM Digital Live. Joyce and Tell, you feel me? I'll be on EWWN Radio after I get off my show tonight. I was a guest on FM Digital Live earlier today. We were talking about, you know, women who like call themselves bitch, or how did the bitch word, you know what I mean, become so common with women, stuff like that. It was a great conversation. And then tonight, I'm being interviewed on EWWN right after this show. So if you want to catch me on that, if you actually listen to me live, follow me over there to the EWWN show. It's the California West Coast show. You feel me? All right, so you guys follow me over there. I'll give you the number in a minute once I open up my fucking email and find it. But anyway, let's go ahead and get to the music. Episode 365. You know what it is, man. Welcome to the subway. 347-934-0966. Hit me up if you want to holler at me, man. Make sure you press the number one on your keypad. Make sure you press the number one on your keypad. You feel me? All right. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast inside iTunes and follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. All right. What I want to play next? I got a lot of music now, man. It's more and more difficult to keep up with who the fuck I haven't played. Let me go ahead and just pick something that I can actually open up my the other my Twitter thing so I can find out who is up for rotation, because I'm kind of winging it right now. Can you tell? Yeah, whatever, man. None of you people understand what I go through over here running this show. You know what I mean? Article. We haven't played this in a minute. Article. Like a Nerd, right here at K1 Internet Radio. We'll go ahead and start off with a little hip-hop. We'll get into the R&B in a minute. Welcome to the subway.
Lumbacker Silver Anniversary Model 2200?
It's
you sure do know your squeak boxes, lady.
Like a nerd, allow me to explain. I love getting brain. Dueling all you lanes. I got the best brain, yeah, copying me, man. If you was like me, you would probably do the same. Like a nerd, I be kicking off the curb.
Kicking off the curb. Damn
right,
if you don't pass, I'm ahead of my class. Magna cum laude to the rap student body. I'm ahead of my class. Yeah, the valedictorian. All my teachers was mad. All their classes was boring. I'm see the sim and the nerd. He making beats with accordions. If they bully, I'm bucking. Bet they'll be ducking like Oregon. I'm not Microsoft. I just excel. Spread sheets, then I spread her cheek. I sex well. Pull perp from my L's and I exhale. Pull a couple more times. Now I'm high as hell. And I'm geeking. Yeah, nerd like Pharrell, but I'm geeking like Screech. I was saved by the bell. It's like I can't fail. They ain't fucking with your boy, cause I study high, test high to get high scores. Girls on my jock, so the jocks get mad at me, cause I be at that girl crib studying anatomy, using psychology. This art comes naturally. That math ain't shit to me. The game is history. Nerd like a nerd, allow me to explain. I love getting brain, dueling all you lame. I cop the best grade, yeah, they copying me, man. If you was like me, you would probably do the same. Like a nerd, like a nerd, I be geeking off the curb. I be
geeking off the curb, geeking off the curb.
Damn right, this your pass. I'm ahead of my class. Magna cum laude to the rap student body. I grew up nothing like a nerd, but as I further observe, similarities have occurred. My vocabulary's absurd. In other words, I love words, nouns, vowels, and verbs. Yeah. Damn, it's foul like vowels. I'm the shit to these turds. I'm trying to work on my calm, so I be taking hits of perk from the bomb. Geeking like Urkel on that sitcom. Yeah, I get my piff on. But this song, don't confuse or take it wrong. Cause this called nerd, but see, I'm not the one to pick on. But she's choosing and I'm loving my odds. Cause I don't even gotta travel, but I study abroad. I'm the black fair jeweler with this rap. I will school you getting so much brain. She changed her name to my tutor. Purple Buddha, loving the flavor. See me passing that S-class. Wanna copy my paper? Pass a note to my haters. Taking debit or debit or charges to the game. Gotta give me extra credit. Like a nerd, allow me to explain. I love getting brain, dueling all you lame. I cop the best grade, yeah, they copying me, man. If you was like me, you would probably do the same. Like a nerd, I be geeking off the curb. I be
geeking off the curb.
Damn right, this gon' pass. I'm ahead of my class. Magna cum laude to the rap student body.
Hey, 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 hey.
And I'm geeking. Say I'm geeking. And I'm geeking. Keep geeking on the curb.
Hey, 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 hey.
And I'm geeking. And I'm geeking. And I'm geeking, I'm geeking on the curb. L-E-G, like a nerd, allow me to explain. I love getting brain, dueling all you lame. I cop the best grade, yeah, they copying me, man. If you was like me, you would probably do the same. Like a nerd, I be geeking off the curb. I be
geeking off the curb, geeking off the curb.
Damn right, this gon' pass, I'm ahead of my class. Magna cum laude to the rap student body.
Welcome to 3D Playhouse, girl. Land that I'm gonna take you to ecstasy on. I know a lot of them say that they gonna make you say this and that, but I'm gonna make you say.
I give her the business. She give me my pop. She turned to my victim. Soon as I hit her spot, I can hear her say.
Slow, soft to hard, till you let go. Let Baby City, we gon' tear your soul. fresh to death. I be 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 suicide fresh, boy. I be fresh to death. I be fresh to death. I be fresh to death.
I be so fresh, fresh, fresh. I be so clean, clean, clean. Wardrobe, Paris, Prada, plus all of the Gucci, Louis things.
Right now. talking about cash. I'm ready to fall, shout a Texan for that ass. 100 jiggers mad, that's a penny in the bucket. Seen the work, pull up, pussy got wet before she touched. So she need a quick break. He ain't getting cake, tell you fucking with a break. I'm fucking with 28, with 20 out to the flight. I do big nigga shit, touchdown same night. Hit a bitch, nigga, bitch, I do big nigga shit. I'm all about a sack. But I never ran track. Just caught me 200, spent about 200. My old bitch bad, but my main bitch lefty. Your main bitch lefty. My whole clique starting life, long vacation. I'm doing it, getting money. I got 150 homies, 150 dubs, 20 bands on me. That's 150 homies. I got 20 bands in my pocket right now. I got 20 bands in my pocket right now.
Gary, you're 40 with a big bad ride. That mean we 50 times too deep. No seas, 50 times too deep. No seas, 50 feet, boy, you know the block. Carry your 40 with a big bag of rocks. I mean we 50 times too deep. No seas, 50 times too deep. No seas.
DonutJuniorLive.com.
Shit, I heard what happened to old girl too.
That's how I go down the street. It's kind of crazy how shit happened down here. You must have thought that we was just rapping down here. And if you think that we rapping out here, you should come through and see how shit happened out here.
Yeah.
Music is music and the streets is reality. Now they saying that music ain't real, but there's a technicality. You could just make a song, in fact, or not need it. But when you in the ghetto, they squeezing that metal, it's real when dudes bleed. So many things I be seeing, but I was raised by the code where you don't know nothing and you ain't see it. Yeah, well, let me speak up on the little story, and I'ma change the name, date, and location is mandatory. I'm talking 03, let's call him Tony. Tony was a BG, on his way to OG. Everybody's homie, yeah, everybody's homie. But ain't everybody riding for you when you're out you getting that money? I'm talking money, Lil Wayne cash money. He was a juvenile, a hot boy, had the streets pumping. Everybody knew that man, always in the sun. Everybody hand was out, always want sun. Tony was the crack man, soft weed and smack man. Also he was jacking, really like Pac-Man. These streets was adding it, be seeming all good. To them niggas in all black, show up to your hood, or they show up at your mama's spot. They pulling them yappers out. They want the dope and then the y'all, but that ain't how it's going down. They don't want nobody to know, so they whacking everybody, leaving no witnesses. They ain't trying to see no code. And my zip code, you get hemmed up and go to that coat. It's probably cause you ain't get a popo, no cut from your skull. And my zip code, you get hemmed up and go to that coat. It's probably cause you ain't get a popo, no cut from your skull.
It's kinda crazy how shit happened down here. You must have thought that we was just rapping down here. And if you think that we rapping out here, you should come through and see how shit happened out here. It's kinda crazy how shit happened down here. You must have thought that we was just rapping down here. And if you think that we rapping out here, you should come through and see how shit happened out here.
Next story more uglier.
And when I say uglier,
she was a pretty fly chick, but this was more uglier. We can call her Kiki. You see, Kiki was a down chick, ride or die chick, yeah. She was about that thuggin' shit. She had a dude in her life who everybody used to laugh at. Her dude was kinda slow when we was younger, something like that. I ain't really no dude, but what I knew was enough. He used to mind his business, and he ain't mess with nobody, bruh. He just went to school. He used to catch the bus. He worked nights and weekends. A real hard worker, bruh. He said, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, the people older than him. If you was down and out, he was a crying shoulder for him. But Kiki was related to a gangster. Remember Tony? Her first cousin was a dude who murdered Lil Tony. And Tony had some partners who also had some partners who played with them choppers, real live head knockers. Kiki and old dude was coming from the soldier too. Was in the wrong place at the wrong time, dog. So true. Burn rubber, homie. They lit down the window. 50 shots on the block. They never seen a killer. But the hood did. Guess what the hood did? They ain't say nothing. I call that hood shit. They call us ignorant. We think we winning shit. At the same damn time, I'm spitting a trillion shit.
It's kinda crazy how shit happened down here. You must have thought that we was just rapping down here. And if you think that we rapping out here, you should come through and see how shit happened out here. It's kinda crazy how shit happened down here. You must have thought that we was just rapping down here. And if you think that we rapping out here, you should come through and see how shit happened out here.
Play a word, play, I'm running for the gate. Like a nigga on his birthday, I'm coming for the cake. Understand end of the fam, I'm gunning for the face. Other than that, hit him in the stomach or the waist. For the cake, I'm a grind, no mistake, I'm a ride. A nigga trying mine, it's gonna be a homicide. Yeah, but on the other hand, I have a nigga mama tied. If he ain't show up with the cake, I bet his mama died. So work it out, nigga biceps, triceps, all about my Benjamin. Ice Cube, Mike Epps, see a nigga frontin'. Ice Jules, nice chest. Best believe that's the one I'm gonna try next. Cause where I'm from, they take your jewels. Strip you down in your boxes and take your shoes. Ooh, leave your ass by the corner store naked. So if you don't give me that bread, I'm gonna take it. Slow money better than no money, I want it. Hold money better than blow money, I'm on it. Show money better than draw money, I'm on it. But show money, give me that dough money, I want it. Slow money better than no money, I want it. Hold money better than blow money, I'm on it. Show money better than throw money, I'm on it. But show money, give me that dough money, I want it.
I'ma make you sorry today. In the words of my man K-Hart, flat. Who needs wings when we got the whole sky?
That's the number down to the show, man. 347-934-0966. We got the homie Young AJ coming up at the top of the hour. He's got a new joint, man, On My Job, featuring Trick Daddy. You know what I'm saying? Young homie, secure him a big-time feature. You know what I mean? We're going to give him a platform and let him hear that new shit. It's actually hurt. Listen to this record. And, yeah, I fuck with it. So we'll see what's going on with the homie in a minute. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100 Radio. All right, blogtalkradio.com/K100 Radio. Chainlessentertainment.com. Make sure you check out our parent site. Let me go ahead and tell you who I just played a minute ago. You did? I started the show off with Article, Like a Nerd, Ben Freezy, Hear Her Say, Young Throwback, Tear It Up, Known Family, Suicide Fresh, Big Folk, 20 Bands, Cartier Hugo, 50 Deep, Nooney Jr., represent H-Town, How Shit Happen, I Chill, Larson, Money, Illadelph, I'm Sorry, ended it, representing Duval, 904 checking in, Jacksonville, Jericho, Got That Crack. Hit up the phone lines. We got somebody that want to holler at me real quick, and then we'll go ahead and get it to them. Well, I guess they didn't want to holler at me real quick. Anyway. Trying to come to the phone lines in a second, man. 347, I don't know, they wanted to represent. 317 was on the line. I said I was going to come to the phone. I actually came to the phone lines just for that person, and then they hung up. So, yeah, kind of threw me off. I play some R&B. Let me play my homegirl, Delise. I haven't played her in rotation in a minute. This is her joint. This is Delise representing Memphis. You know what I mean? She's in the ATL now, but she represents Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Name of this joint is called Leave. No. No, no, wait. Don't leave. Just stay. You know what I mean? When she wants you to stay, when she be like, man, fuck you. Get out. Get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? She changed her mind. You know what that means. Welcome to the Subway, man. K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizz. Follow us on Twitter at K100_Radio. Let's get back into the music, man. We're waiting for AJ to hit the lines. We'll see what's popping with that.
I can't promise I won't fight. You better give me your very best, but I got one request. Can I lay my heels on?
Put them in the coma, stop playing, and let her put it on you. so good. You wanna be my missus? And then single day she hollered, made her come get me. No better, more sway, it's way more than addictive. But you'll be alright as long as Major rockin' with you. Girl, you got me naturally beautiful. I think you got a flair, dragon. So give it to me, I'm feeling your hot body. I know you can get it poppin', so we gon' get it rockin' live. All night long, you know I'ma keep riding with. All night long, you know I'ma keep riding with. All night long,
most sway.
Back to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let me tell you who I played real quick, and we're gonna go ahead. We got my interview on the line real quick, and we're gonna go ahead and jump in it with the homie Young AJ. You feel me? We're gonna see what he got to say. He's gonna tell us about his grind, what he's got going on, and his new feature. You know what I'm saying? He's got with the homie Trick Daddy, man. So we're gonna see what's popping with it. Before you get into it though, let me stop my pause my break. Tell you who I just played. Let me show love to the artist. You feel what I'm saying? We played the homie Jericho, got that crack representing that Duval. We played the homegirl representing Memphis, Delise, Leave No Stay, representing Indiana, Kelsey Nicole, alright, Heels On, and then representing A-Town, the homie Major Lyric, with All Night Long, man. Once again, shouts out to those artists. Alright, so right about now, man, we're gonna go ahead and get into our interview with the homie Young AJ, man. What's happening with your homie? You on the line? What's popping? Welcome to K100 Radio, folks.
What's going on? What's going on, man? How you living?
I'm good, man. I'm over here doing this, you know what I'm saying, doing this show, man, and we're trying to get this thing popping, man. We're going to expose the people to your grind and your movement, man, and tell them what you got going on. Representing 813. That's by way of Tampa, right?
Yeah. That's 813, man. Tampa Bay area, you know.
Shout out to
Florida.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to the home state of Florida. You know, I'm from Florida myself. A lot of people don't know that because I've been in Atlanta for so long. But, nigga, at the end of the day, I'm 850 till I die around this bitch.
Okay, I'm with you.
Make no mistake about it. So, what's up, homie? Tell me what's going on, man. Tell everybody about Young AJ. What you got going on? First of all, how long you been grinding, man, at the rap shit? How long your career is expanding right now?
And I'm going to say I've been grinding hard for about 5 years strong now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we getting that exposure that we want right now, you know, because of this this new record that I'm pumping right now, my single that's that on my job. So, you know,
that's what's up.
A lot of attention that, you know what I'm saying, I ain't really had before.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a second because me personally, I like your record. That's the first thing. I tell you personally, sometimes, you know, if you listen to my show, you know what I mean, this is a brutally honest show. We don't really like sugarcoat shit for niggas, right?
Right.
It is what it is. You know, a lot of niggas are scared to be on my show because the only way to get on my show pretty much is go through this shit we got called Ill or Kill, where we play niggas' music on the show and then the people decide what go on the air.
Right.
A lot of people don't like my show. They want to, you know what I'm saying? They'd rather just, oh, pay me some money. Nah, you can't pay me. Ain't no money being paid. Nah, man.
Can't be bought, man.
You're going to play that shit and they ain't feeling it, nigga. You're going to get murked.
Right.
So, you get your motherfucking goddamn your toll fee around this bitch. So, a lot of people don't like my show for that. You know, again, middle finger up to them. But anyway.
Straight up, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's why some people love my show and some people hate it for that specific point. But anyway, back to the point, homie. I like the
I
record.
I respect you, my nigga. I respect it.
I like the record. You feel what I'm saying? The On My Job record. I like it. I like it because I like what you're talking about. One thing about us at K100 Radio, we're not trying to change the culture. We're not trying to make cats get up out of their lane and change their swag or nothing. What we want to do is get cats. We promote the music that's talking about something that cats really can feel for the most part. You know what I'm saying? And I felt the record. I can tell you that I felt the record, and I can understand what you're saying in the record. On My Job. But what made you want to come up with this kind of record? What made you want to push this when everybody out here is saying trap this, swag that, boom this, boom that? What made you want to push a record with this kind of message?
Well, you know, first off, man, you know, I mean, you know, like Pac say, man, music is just, you know what I'm saying, your perception, man. It's really like as an artist, you know what I'm saying, you got you have to be, you got to be a reporter, man. You got to be able to report what's going on around you. So, I mean, I can't really talk from their point of view. All I can talk about is what I'm going through in my life, man. You know what I'm saying? That this pretty much was a relevant song for me at that time. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I made this song about 5 months ago. Like, I wrote this song before I even bought it, the trick. You know what I'm saying? I had wrote this song due to some, you know, just the situation that I was going through at that time, man. And at the end of the day, it was a motivational song for me. So, you know what I'm saying? It just happened to be a song that people can feel and they can relate to as well.
All right. I understand that. I understand that. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying. Go ahead.
Nah, you good? What you were finna say?
Well, I can understand that. I can relate to that. I like music. I'm from an era where I bought music because I had a connection with the artist. I feel like right now in the game, artists are telling people what they want to hear and what they think is going to sell instead of just telling their particular story. Right now, we have a real culture of fake it till you make it, you know what I'm saying? And even when you did make it, keep faking it.
Right.
It's working. That's what's going on in the game right now, and it pretty much makes me fucking sick to the stomach. So, I'll ask you this. What do you feel? What do you feel as an artist, right? You sit down, you're getting ready to pin this rap, you know what I mean? And you're getting ready to really just give these people your heart and soul. How much importance do you put on, will this sell? Is this something that the people are wanting here right now? Or do you go with what you feeling at the moment? Which one?
Look, check this out, man. I say, see, the problem with these rappers today is they in it for the salary. They don't got their own personality. They lack originality. And they lack of individuality. Just fairytale rapping on the beat with no reality and no purpose. That means it's worthless. Why you waste your time writing verses? You only spitting curses. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like, cats don't even know what they doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just saying shit sometimes. I respect a nigga, you know what I'm saying, who just telling his side of the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like, my boy Charlie Lowe. You know what I'm saying? I know this nigga personally. You know what I'm saying? I know what he's done in the community. But it, for the Jets out there, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who really made an impact in the community, really, at least at a minimum, trying to get back. And a lot of these niggas just out here flossing for the hell of it. And no, I don't have no respect for that, bro. So at the end of the day, all I can do is just be Young AJ. And the same promise I made that promise to Trick, you know what I'm saying? Just to let y'all know after we made this record. You know what I'm saying? My boy said, man, young nigga, just make me this one promise, man. No matter where this rap game take you at, my nigga, always keep that shit 1,000, bro. Keep it 1,000.
All right, that's what's up. Let's say, for instance, let's just give you a hypothetical, right? Because you may possibly run into this situation. We don't know where your career is going to take you. And we never know as far as the industry goes. I talk to people on this show. First thing about this show, you should know a lot of artists listen to this show. You feel me? Because I am the voice of the artist. I am the motherfucking underground. Fuck what a nigga talking about. So a lot of artists and a lot of people listen to my show because I keep it bluntly and 100 about the music industry a lot. And we have a lot of topics that we discuss on here about that. So what if it gets to a point where you are picked up by a major whatever, and of course what you do know about the game, I'm pretty sure you know that labels want you to push a certain type of single per se to pop you off, even if you got a song like On My Job and you got a whole lot of them, they want you to push a certain thing so they can get your face out there and you can be marketable, and then they'll tell you that, well, you can push this after the fact. This is a single. You pushing this. Everything I can see from my homie Big Amp. Shouts out to homie Big Amp and Mommy Tito. Those are the people in your camp that I know personally. You know what I'm saying? You pushing this as a single. Now when you pushing a song like this as a single, there are a lot of things that come back to it. Like, how often will this get played, quote unquote, in the club? Of course, we know this is not it used to be where you could play this kind of shit in the club, but it's not anymore. Those days are done. So do you keep in mind that, what if they step to you and say, we love the record, but we want to get you and put you on another plateau, but we want to change this single. We want you to push something else, a club record or whatever. Now, you can still be real on the club record at the end of the day. I understand that. But when artists come out with songs like this first, this is my introduction to you. I don't know anything about your career before this point.
Right.
And I stopped in my tracks, made sure I hit Big Amp back and said, yo, let's get him on the show. I fucked with the record the hard way because you caught my attention with this record. Now, someone else may say, well, yeah, that's a good record, but this is not we're going to push first. We're going to push the club record first or whatever he's talking about because that's what gets him popping in the club. How do you feel about that? At the end of the day, would you rather push a record like this first and let this be the introduction to people, or would you rather just go with the flow and push the club record? You can still be real on the club record and be yourself and talk about your life, but what do you feel about that? When given the choice, A or B, you know what I'm saying? Over on this side, you got a song that really touches people like On My Job, or you got the quote-unquote club record. What do you really want to do at the end of the day?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, if it came to what I prefer, then I would prefer to keep running with this record. You know, like, just like you said, what your show stands for, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying, y'all blunt straight up for it, you know what I'm saying? It's about putting it out there and letting the fucking people decide at the end of the day. So we would just want to put this song out, man, this same one that we rocking with On My Job right now. I can tell off of the response that we getting right now, bro. Like, people need that right now, man. It's missing right now. Niggas can act like they don't want to hear it, bro, but when they hear it, they feeling it, bro. I'm seeing these results, not just in my area. We going to different spots, you know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing this shit live in effect, you know what I'm saying? So it's not really a guess.
All right.
So I understand what the question is. You just sound like, what would the label, you know what I'm saying, if it had to do with the label at the end of the day. But that's just my point of view. I mean, it's my shit. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna run with it.
All right. What do you think about? I always ask my whenever I get a Florida artist on the line, what do you think about? I won't ask that question. What do you think about this question? What do you think about the state of hip-hop in Florida? Right now in Florida, you feel me? What do you think that, because this is my thing, Florida is such a dynamic state. People who are not from there, they don't understand that Florida's got multiple major big cities down there, you know what I'm saying? And there's a difference between South Florida, North Florida, and everything. Now, Florida boy is a Florida boy at the end of the day, but there are some slight differences in what people listen to and what kind of music they like. Right now, what do you think about the state of hip-hop in Florida right now? Do you think that right now we've got certain artists that are at the top of the game and they represent Florida? Do you think that Florida is where it should be as far as the amount of artists and the amount of cities that we have and the amount of music that we putting out of the state of Florida? Do you like what people are saying about Florida as a Florida artist? When you go places outside of the state and you say you from Florida, you represent Tampa, what response are you getting? What do you feel about that right now?
I mean, I definitely don't like the response that I get, because like I said, man, I be in Atlanta a lot, you know what I'm saying, and just not even past the A, man, we just going to stop there. Just the opinion that we get is pretty much like, you know, for like speaking on Tampa's behalf, for like, you know what I'm saying, to be as that. That's where I come from, man. You know, to put out, like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of juke artists, and you know what I'm saying, and that type of music. So when you hear about Tampa, you just think juke. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? In all actuality, there's some cats out there making music that just haven't really been discovered yet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That certain record haven't really came across the table yet. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I mean, I'm not really feeling that, man. I'm not feeling how people respond to the music at the end of the day. I mean, there's a lot of shit that goes with that.
I'll tell you this, homie, as an artist myself, I don't know, because we never really met, so I don't know how much about my background, you know, but I'm an artist myself, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that you're dealing with in your camp will tell you that. You feel me? I started this particular show as a way to give a platform to other artists on their grind, like myself, you know what I'm saying? As a way that we can cut through the red tape and the bullshit and get, you know what I'm saying, some exposure to a national audience in this particular format. I can tell you personally that I know for a fact that Florida has some great, 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 great artists, but for some reason, the great ones, you know what I'm saying, we got a couple of particular ones who are great, and they do excel, and they have been pushed up to the forefront as far as being artists, but I still feel like we get, you know, misrepresented a lot of times, and people still have that mantra about Florida for some reason, even though we put out great artists. I'm talking about people who ain't even on that shit, like Trick Daddy, you know what I'm saying, who are legends in the state, and people know these artists, and if you listen to their music, you know that, come on, man, this guy is not, you talking about joke, you talking about booty shake, I'm like, but for some reason, we can't seem to shake it. For some reason, people always want to make us a synonymous with that kind of music, and I'm saying, man, why don't you just listen to the music and listen to the culture? I feel like Florida is like a California or a New York or a city of Atlanta, where it's so big and massive, and so much music is going on down there that we would, you know, people band together. Of course, that's easier said than done, because everybody got niggas got problems with this nigga, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's such a lot of talent down there that, and a lot of different styles and flavors, that I feel like Florida is the best state in two things: music and football, nigga. Who wanna fuck? Who the fuck wanted to play that?
Damn right. Damn right.
Anyway. I got sidetracked. Anyway, let me back up. But, homie, That's just my personal opinion, you know what I mean? So we're going to go ahead and get ready to get into the record. But before we do that, I got another question I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to let you introduce your record. I'm going to stop the music real quick. Go ahead and tell the people right now. I got a pretty wide listening audience, you feel me? And we got people calling in from, like, all across the nation, and people that are listening to the show from all across the nation and across the pond over there in the U.K. I'm getting played over there, and people are downloading over there. So right now, I want you to tell the people, no holds barred, you feel me? When you listen to an AJ record, what do you expect? What are you going to hear? Go ahead.
When you hear a young AJ record, man, you should expect to hear, you know, originality. You should expect to hear my point of view. And then you should expect to hear something real, man. At the end of the day, that's all you should expect. Because that's all I'm going to give you.
All right. Don't be say these. All you should hear is just originality and real. Let's go ahead and get into this record, man. Introduce your record, homie, On My Job, featuring Trick Daddy, by the way. What can I say about Trick Daddy? I'm a Florida boy. What can I say? But, you know what I mean? A great career and one of my, you know what I'm saying, a person that I actually, you know what I'm saying, listened to growing up. And I can't even, you know what I mean, really see myself saying anything bad about this guy. He could do something to me,
right.
The worst to me in the industry, and I just keep it to myself out of respect.
Well,
you know
what legend, man. Big up to the 305 Mayor, man.
You know what I'm saying? I've never met him personally, but, I mean, I just can't see myself just, you know, saying something bad on the air about him. Even if he did something to me personally, I just let it go. Because I grew
definitely
up
listening
to
him. Definitely don't want to do that.
If it did, I just – that's one of the instances, like, I done went in on some niggas in the industry on the show. Like, but that's just one person. When, you know, when it's somebody that you grew up listening to, you just be like, damn. But I ain't going to say it, though. He's not gonna do it, but anyway, you know what I'm saying? Nothing bad about him. I've never met him. I've never heard nothing bad about him. I'm just saying, that's one of those situations where if he would do some real fuck nigga shit to me, which I don't believe he would do, but if he did, I just would never say it on my show. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not gonna say it for some fucking reason. It's just I'm gonna die with that. But
yeah, it's all good, man. We ain't got no problems at all.
No, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely, but you know what I'm saying? But to me, he's a state legend. You know what I'm saying? That's where I come from. Some people may not feel the same way. Fuck him. So go ahead and introduce your song, homie. We'll play it.
Man, this is that new young AJ featuring the 305 Mayor himself, Trick Daddy Dollars, man. I call this I'm On My Job. You know what I'm saying? Everybody need to get out there and get on their job and vote, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get it. This is the new anthem, man. 2012, man. Young AJ On My Job featuring the 305 Mayor. Let's get it.
Let's get into it, man. Welcome to the Subway.
Daddy Dollars, young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dream and employ my friend. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind, we gotta shake that shit, gotta right that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all niggas ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You on your job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me. But fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me. But fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life. You done earned your stripes. But this time, get it right. For the kids that don't watch you done make that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your bills. Not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for them hoes and die by the beers. How you gonna get rich? If you flipping bricks but ain't saving up shit. See, y'all niggas ain't dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all niggas go to jail, y'all niggas gon' tear. But you still getting life, that's right. Now how you gon' get back when you can't go forward? You a goddamn lie, you a goddamn rat. And you work with them boys, now everybody gon' know it.
I'm on
my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it, they ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job, is my job. I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it, they ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job, is my job. And I love this shit. And I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Cracker wanna see me fall under the influence, but I'm a buddy. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that's in me school wanna hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Nigga, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. You gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach all. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that, like, in the good sense, none of y'all niggas ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good, you gon' be fresh. You're on your job. I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
Welcome everybody to the Subway. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can stream us live. Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You feel me? Chainlessentertainment.com. You can go there and listen to us if you can't catch us during the live hours. Or you can subscribe to our free podcast in iTunes, in the iTunes store. Real podcast on iTunes, man. Yo, hit us up, man. If you got an iPod, iPad, and all that shit, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. It's free. Plug that motherfucker up and then sync it right up, and then it shoot it to your iPad and your iPhone, and you can roll with us on the go. You dig? All right, so, AJ, what's up, homie?
Yeah.
What's up, homie? Well, go ahead and tell the people how they can get to some of your music, man. If they want to connect with you, download that record, or if you got it for play or whatever, man, tell the people how they can get to the music, homie. Go ahead.
If you want to get to me, man, you can check me out on youngaj.com. You know what I'm saying? You can follow me on Twitter at YoungAJ813. Hit me up. I'm going to follow back. You know what I'm saying? We got the whole, mixtapes on livemixtapes.com. I call it Just Like Music. You know what I'm saying? It's my new composition, man. 15 tracks. All original. You know what I'm saying? All soulful. You know what I'm saying? It should be something that all y'all can vibe to, man. I advise everybody to go get that, man. YoungAJ813. Like Music, the street album. All original.
Absolutely.
Y'all also go cop that On My Job single that you just heard. If you like what you just heard, I'm saying go to iTunes, get that for 99 cents, man. Support the Teen Culture Entertainment Movement, man.
Once absolutely.
Again, follow me on Twitter at YoungAJ813. Shout out to the 305 Mayor. Follow him on Twitter at 305 Mayor. I don't know.
Absolutely. Hey, your mixtape, wasn't it hosted by Small?
Oh, of course, man. Hosted by DJ Smalls. How could
Smalls been on the show. Smalls been on the show. Shout out to DJ Smalls.
Yeah, Smalls, man. Nobody grind like the boy Smalls, man. This dude will text you at 4 o'clock in the morning. What's up, man? You sent them CDs to Japan yet?
Absolutely. Shout out to the homie. Yeah. He's been on the show. We interviewed him. We had a great interview with Smalls. It was a good interview. I forgot what episode that was. Y'all niggas going to have to look that up. Anyway. Shout out to you, homie, man. Wish you much success in your career. Shout out to the people in your camp that I know. And hopefully we can network and meet some of the new people. You know what I mean? And I wish you much success. Like I said, I like the record. We'll go ahead and throw that thing in rotation on the Subway, man, and get that thing playing. I was waiting for you to come and do the interview so I can go ahead and spark it off. You know what I mean?
Well, that's all right. I appreciate the opportunity, bro. You know what I'm saying? Much success to you as well. You know what I'm saying? I respect the whole movement, man, everything y'all got going on. So, you know, just keep it up, bro.
Absolutely, man. Well, salute to you, man. We're going to go ahead and get back into this music, man. You feel me? And we're going to go ahead and play some more music for some of these underground artists, man. You feel me? Who's trying to get on over here at K1 Internet Radio, man. We don't play nothing but independent artists. Once you get a deal, well, see it for you over here, pimping. You know what I'm saying?
Coming back.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Damn right.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to you, man. Keep it grind up, man. Shout out to you, Amp, Mommy T, Team Crawford, everybody, man. Salute to you, man. K100 Radio, man. Do your thing, man. Get on your job. Stay on your grind, homie. All right?
All right, homie. I got you.
Absolutely. Let's get back into the music. Welcome, everybody, to the Subway. Listen, the prophecy. New shit.
When I was young, a minister prophesied over my life. And he said, you have the drum beat of the Lord. You should get back to the drums. I don't know what the future holds for me, but I'm the prodigal son. And I have returned. My drum beat.
Flows with the pain, I was forged in this pain. The blacksmith makes wars that I swing. Over exposure, these hoes getting over for acting ratchet and insane. This is my altar call. Place your mistakes in my collection plate and just wait to fall. The nemesis is Genesis. Cause niggas big bang just to get a big name change for y'all. We play the black Jesus. The green money like them white folks need us. That's how backwards. The people that can see, they can lead us to tell you to vote with the life of a fetus. That's why I think I'm losing my religion. Getting the pork chops wrapped with a suicide bomb. That's a vision, nothing you missing. Yeah. In the club Saturday and Sunday, it's back to a crush. Lord, have mercy on my soul. Yeah. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified because I ride for the real. Say I need church because I burst what I feel. Do you want a heaven or a hell? If you would say I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I would bless these beats, but I'm still mixed in with the streets. Excuse me, the pastor Joe Most. But can I get an amen? Yeah. I hate homos, Chick-fil-A, man. Maybe my pulpit is full of bullshit with enough promo. I can still get paid. Hey man, with a keen eye. The hood's still fucked up when I swing by. Fail. Look at all these jails. I want you to feel these words like Braille, nigga. Booker, Eli. The federal still taxes. Can we keep more drama than the Jacksons? But who's laughing? 50 grand stuffed in the mattress. Sound kinda sweet to the streets, so dry like a cactus. Son of a preacher. My blood and my veins, I'm a teacher. Let me free your mind. I can turn this water into wine. Resurrect my grind through the speakers. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified cause I ride for the real. Say I need church cause I verse what I feel. Do you want a heaven or a hell? If you would say I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I would bless these beats, but I'm still mixed in with the streets. Christ the son. When these kids can't tell you who elected, but they can tell you the price of a necklace. It's fast reckless. Genocide of our own damn kind. You should cry when I stress this. Exodus headed for the promised land. Going through the wilderness without a plan. Moses, I will expose this and hope we can focus again. Cause they know not what they do. I sacrifice their time for the truth. Prophecy, this is real life, not monopoly. That's a real jail cell, real life of kings. Cain and Abel, Sodom and Gomorrah. I think America saved the aura. Adam and Steve like Rich of Aurora. Mark at the beast, new world. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified cause I ride for the real. Say I need church cause I verse what I feel. Do you want a heaven or a hell? If you would say I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I'm a blessed DP, but I'm still mixed in with the streets.
There's gonna be some things that come to pass in your life. There's gonna be some things that come to pass that's gonna make you wanna fight. But you will control your life. What was prophesied over me, I took control of it.
Niggas better get the fuck out my face!
I told you, told ya. Just leave me the fuck alone! I told you!
I told
what
you!
Young cuz, oh, get the fuck on!
Who? Niggas from the K-Y.
Who? We ready to ride!
Nigga, you best to move. Nigga, you best to move. Nigga, you best to move.
Don't make me put my hands on you.
Ooh.
I said,
niggas better get the fuck out of my face. Niggas better get the fuck out of my face. Niggas better get the fuck out of my face.
I just want to be left alone, but you keep trying, yeah, me. And for some reason, I still try to be nice as can be. You should realize that my patience is already on low. And soon you'll see
You won't like me when I get angry.
Niggas better get the fuck out my purse.
Bitch, I just told you to step the fuck up. I just told you what I ain't gonna tell you again. So you better take heed to the words I say, or otherwise you're gonna commit me to spit. Bury your man. I was like, it's like this. I've been fake to put your braces in. Yeah. Gonna make me have to bring your braces. Bitch, here's the plan. I got to make you laugh. Don't get wet until your horse is racing. And then we'll drag your head across the pavement. Don't pay your taxes. So I think I end the words. A nigga did it so they know what your face is.
Beat your boat. Call your folks.
If you really wanna take it this far, yeah. Love is better and your blows are shattered. If I make the beat, then we'll lose you apart.
Nigga, you best to move.
Don't make me put my hands on you.
Ooh, nigga, you best to move.
Don't make me put my hands on you.
Ooh, nigga, you best to move.
Don't make me put my hands on you.
Ooh, I said,
nigga, better get the fuck out of my face. I said, bitches, better get the fuck out of the place. Niggas, better get the fuck out of my face.
I just want to be left alone, but you keep trying, yeah, me. And for some reason, I still try to be nice as can be. You should realize that my patience is already on low. And soon you'll see, you won't like me when I get angry.
Niggas better get the fuck out my purse.
I'm about to break the brace. I'm bully Billy Bennett. They get you a case of hell over the net. When I come in the fuck, you talking that trash. You should be a teen. I'm turning into a fan. I'm up on my last against the door, but so I won't have to stretch the son of passion. You gon' think I'm nuts when I'm in your cut, tearing shit up. I don't think you gon' bounce to. Do a damn thing if the time came when we had the bang. Could you maintain? Would you think you could still hang with no one face to face? Or would you have my mood swing?
Yeah.
You disappear. Cut up by fear. Scared of the man right here.
You ain't really ready. Keep it going, steady, so it won't get hit because I be busting straight down.
Nigga, you best to move.
Don't make me put my hands on you.
Ooh, nigga, you best to move.
Don't make me put my hands on you.
Ooh, nigga, you best to move.
Don't make me put my hands on you.
Ooh,
I said, nigga, better get the fuck out of my face. I said, better get the fuck out of the place. Niggas, better get the fuck out of my face.
I'm back in the kitchen, whipping the batch for the fiends and scratching the itching. I got that dope over beats, just like dope in the streets. Syringe to the vein, make you float in your sleep. The struggle and the strain, formulated in thoughts, come together like a gang, orchestrated in force. Full flare, full run, all over these bums. As soon as the pressure come, niggas crumble to crumbs. Oh, cookie ass niggas, no nookie getting niggas. Similar lack on your breath, oh, rookie ass niggas. Eat you dudes for lunch, I'm a cannibal, damn it. But still five, the pelican on Animal Planet. Can't have it no other way, it's tragic you in a way. This world be ugly, beauty pageant with a spray. Now you can clap your hands, cause this show's over. Roll with us so you get rolled over. Get this tickets to the show.
The rappers, man, they came and went. I went from a bucket to a box to a Benz. The rain was tender. Rain began when I was somewhere around the age of 8 or 10. I'm destined to be king. I've seen the signs from the state within. Voice of the hope was the inspiration for open. I'm leaving the door open, hoping my people will notice. I'm the motivation. I'm facing, chasing this music dream. Shaking my past, anticipating the future things. Malcolm Luther King, living my dreams by any means. Raised on the scene in my teens, I was surrounded by many things. Still, I rise like the rose in the concrete. Travel around the world when thousands come out and hear me speak. Philosophies that possibly start monopolies. Prevent atrocities from genocidal young dropping things. I speak the truth cause it's so official. I'm trying to make it, I don't wanna be a official.
Tell me you're ready for the baby event. Well, here I am. Watch out for me. I'm a baby. function on my own. I've shown I'm the life of the fucking function. Your wife to me is just another woman. She's sure nice to me, so I don't stun her husband. Pose for the picture, rolling draw in the swisher. They say it's many in the sea, so I'm a pro fisher. Throw lines, hang them like clotheslines. Phone lines, change them with each and every show line. They know I'm in the party, then we party all night. Went from piecing up on Bacardi to a complimentary life. Continentally like, they showing me love now. Every time it's somebody first to know who he was now. I got the buzz now, buzz down. More people to know you make it harder to trust clowns. Smiling faces, smiling faces. Come with the territory, celebrate this.
Grind, 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 grind
just wanna take a ride. I get plenty of money, think I'm about to take off. Down to Miami where the bitches say they cold on. Me, my nigga, shy by the tour of the damn country. Pussy boo up on the way, fuck bars, know we coming.
Girls, 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 girls.
girls I do adore. So put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at me when I come off tour, yeah. There's so many girls, I cannot choose one. Cause there's so many girls in this world to choose from. I'm not a player, I just can't make my mind up. It's a long list, baby, just sign up.
in my life where you don't exist at all. How do I stop?
I was thinking.
Why did I?
Now I've gained some peace within. out, I know it's you.
I got that special ringtone that lets me know it's you.
And when I see your name, it knocks me down inside. And when I hear it ring, tone, it gets me so excited.
I need it much more. You do the right thing to keep our bond tight. You say the right thing to make me feel right. And every time I need you, boy, you know exactly what to do. Since the first time we talked, I knew I was feeling you. And when you're out on the road, I can't wait till you come home. And put that good love on me, boy, you know you got me cold. So call me in the morning, call me in the evening. Love it when we talking. One day we'll be ballin'. Without you, I'm down.
Trick Daddy, you know what I'm saying? On my job, you know what I mean? We play yours truly, the new joint I got called Prophecy. The homie Be Good, Out of My Face, Amon, Main Event, Miss Storm, Whistle, Nino, Grind World, C.I. Keem and G-Swag, Girls, 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 Lady Lyric right by my side, Cheryl Boyd, The Way I Feel, Angel Hines, Gotta Let You Go, and Alicia LaRue with special fuck tone. I mean ringtone. Welcome everybody to the show. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show, man. Really appreciate it. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can listen to us live as we stream live over the internet Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. But of course, please, if you can't catch us there, please. Chainlessentertainment.com, Chainless. I'm telling you, we add more shit to the Chainless site. Again, the two new tabs that we got coming up on the Chainless site. R&B in rotation on K100, hip-hop in rotation on K100. So a lot of these songs that you like and if you love, and if these artists got Reverb Nation sites, we're going to be linking their Reverb Nation widgets and websites or whatever to the site. So if you hear a song and you like it and you request it, you know what I'm saying, people, if enough people ask about it, we'll be putting it over there on the Channels Entertainment site so you can get to the artists and connect with the artists. Another feature that we add to show love. You know we about close to charging y'all motherfuckers for this, though, on the low, though. I mean, you can't get free plays, fucking advertisement, free tweets, all kind of shit. And I'm finna do a mixtape. Oh, you need something to pay for this shit. But before I started charging you, I wanted to make sure you understood that what you're getting. So all you people who've been on the show for a minute, you got lucky. Now you new motherfuckers? Yeah, this is a total package over here. I ain't gonna hit y'all across the head, though. If you can't afford what I'm gonna charge you, then you need to get out of the game. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Word. Shouts out to AJ. Shouts out to the 813. Shouts out to Big M. Shouts out to Mama T, Team Crawford, all those guys for calling into the show. Shouts out to my callers who were on the phone lines, participating and just hanging around and listening. Shouts out to everybody listening to this shit live. Shouts out to everybody listening to this on the replay at Chainers Entertainment or the replay via the podcast on iTunes that you can subscribe to for free. It doesn't cost you anything. Shout out to my Twitter followers at K100_radio. My personal Twitter at Blizzum. Shout out to everybody who's liked my Facebook page. And if you haven't done it, please do it. Just go to Facebook and type in K100 Radio. You feel me? If you're an artist, befriend me and I'll add you to the K100 group. A lot of information and posts be posted up in there. Download my mobile app, please, off the iTunes App Store or the Google Joy, Google Play Market. Just go in and type Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M, and get that for me. Look out for your dog, you know what I'm saying? Especially you artists. If you're an artist and I play your show all the time on the show and you ain't got my app and you got a Joy or an iPhone, fuck you. Now let me find out. You're never getting played again. Yeah, I'm funny acting like that. K100 Internet Radio, man. No, seriously, if I find out, man, shit no more. My app is free. I don't care if you don't play it but one time. Download the fucking app. Damn it. Anyway, episode 365. It's the subway. We out of here.